We're on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we're up to Omar Abaye, and it's about halfway through the Amud. If it helps, it's a little bit above Tosus Divra Maskil L'Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, approximately 5 lines above that Tosfos. Now, the Gemara had quoted a machlokes with regard to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, with regard to Bein Alechayayim. So you have two lechis, and there's a strip in the middle. Again, there's only one halachic lechi, but I mean to say the other lechi would be the parallel corner. And are you allowed to carry in that area? Amar Abaye, Mistabra Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, it's logical to accept the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the brisa is not lahalocha and you're allowed to be metaltel. But that's only with regard to Tachas HaKora. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan rejects the idea that the area under the Kora should be considered like a Carmelis. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan holds you're allowed to carry there. And that's because we view the Kora from the perspective of the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, and the outside edge of the Kora is Yored V'Sosem. So therefore you're allowed to carry in this area that's underneath the Kora. That's considered an area that's surrounded by 4 mechitzos, which are the 3 physical mechitzos of the chatzer, of the mavoi, sorry, and the 4th mechitza, which is the Kora. So underneath the Kora, it makes a logical sense that you'd be allowed to carry there. And we have to emphasize again, as we did yesterday, that the Kora has a certain kind of thickness to it. So as soon as he sees the Kora, he knows that he's not allowed to cross that boundary. However, Aval, Bein HaLechayayim, Asur. Here we have to be Choshesh, because we said yesterday that the Lechi itself is a Kol Shu, there's no thickness to it. And therefore, a person might possibly carry a little bit too far. If you're allowing to carry in that short, that's very narrow area, which is called Bein HaLechayayim, he might just overstep the bounds, and before you know it, he ends up in Rishus HaRabim. But Rava says, Bein HaLechayayim Nami Mutter. Now, it's according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, even in Bein HaLechayayim, we're not going to be choshesh that he'll go beyond Bein HaLechayayim. He'll be very careful, and he won't carry out into Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the Lechi itself, which is located, of course, between the two walls, the two Ksolim of the Mavui, is a place where he's allowed to carry. Omar Rava, Mina Aminili. What is my source to say that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even from one Lechi to the other Lechi, even in that area, you're allowed to carry? The Chiasa Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, and he reported, Omar Rav Yochanan, the name of Rav Yochanan, that Makom, we're talking about an area between Rishus HaYochanan and Rishus HaRabim, and this is going to be the Omad Lekatev business that I touched on at the end of yesterday's discussion. It's a makom which is Einbo Arba Al Arba. It doesn't have the width of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Okay, now what we have to know is that this is a small area which is in Rishus HaRabim, but it's not Rishus HaRabim, and it separates itself from Rishus HaRabim, and it's called a Makom Ptur. It's neither Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Carmelis. It's a Makom Ptur. And what makes it a Makom Ptur? It doesn't have the dimensions of 4x4 tefachim, and therefore mutar libnei rishus harabim. That's number one, and number two, u libnei rishus hayochid lekatef olav. So as we mentioned at the end of yesterday's discussion, if you have a heavy burden on your shoulders and you need a place to put it down so that it could, you know, it could be rearranged on your shoulders. Sometimes it gets, you know, it moves too much to this side or too much to that side. Then you're allowed to place this weight on top of this small area, which is called a makom patur. And since it's less than four tefachim on four tefachim, it's called a makom patur. And it doesn't have any status of its own. And if it's in a Rishus HaYochid, it's part of the Rishus HaYochid. If it's in a Rishus HaRabim, it's part of Rishus HaRabim. But it's not called a Rishus HaRabim. The area on top of this little protruding stand-up place is not a Rishus HaRabim. And the reason for that is it doesn't have the chashivus of makom dalet al dalet. In order for an area to be considered significant, it has to have the dimensions, the minimum dimensions of dalet al dalet. And it's basically a non-entity, if you will. You know, it's a makom patur is kind of a place that's not significant unto itself. It has no identity.
Now, so it's a little bit higher than the rest of the area?
So what's the height of the makom patur? It's got to be above sholosh tefachim. It's above three tefachim. The reason it has to be above three tefachim is because otherwise it's considered munach al gabi karka. And if it's in the karka of Rishus HaRabim, then it's Rishus HaRabim. And if it be the karka of Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. So let's say it's three tefachim high, minimum. And it's ein bo dalet al dalet in terms of its width. And now, whether I'm in Rishus HaYochid and I want to put my bundle, my burden down on this place, makom patur, that's located physically in Rishus HaRabim, or the opposite. Let's say it's located in Rishus HaYochid, but it's a makom patur. You know, when I was a youngster, we didn't have an Eruv in our area. Today, Baruch Hashem, they have an Eruv. So they used to tell us that if by accident you walked out into a public area and you realize that you've got your keys in your pocket or something in your pocket, a tissue, I don't know what you have, so put it down on a fire hydrant. Right? They used to say that a fire hydrant is a classic makom patur because it comes to a pinnacle. It doesn't have, obviously, the width of four tefachim, and it's above the ground at least three tefachim, and it has the status of makom patur. So when you put something down on this area, on the flat surface, it's a makom patur. And it's not a Rishus HaRabim, nor a Rishus HaYochid. But now Rav Dimi, in the name of Rav Yochanan, adds one condition, one stipulation. Ubilvad shalo yachlifu, which means that we're not going to allow you to use this makom patur as a way of getting the object from Rishus HaRabim over into Rishus HaYochid or vice versa. Meaning you could really do what I call a subterfuge, and you could circumvent the law if you want to get something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Theoretically, what you could do is, let's say you had a makom patur that was situated at the edge of Rishus HaRabim. So you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. You want to get this object over to a friend of yours who's in Rishus HaYochid. So if this makom patur is right on the border, on the boundary between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid, you could theoretically put it down. You're standing in Rishus HaRabim, put it down on this makom patur, and then go into the Rishus HaYochid and pick it up from the makom patur. Why? Because your Akira was in a Rishus HaRabim, the Anocha was in Rishus HaYochid, was in a makom patur. And then your second Akira was in a makom patur, and you made Anocha in Rishus HaYochid. So the halacha doesn't allow this. And that's what's called Ubilvad Shalo Yachlifu. You know, be also interested. Let's say we had two people. We'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is located in Rishus HaRabim. Shimon is located in Rishus HaYochid. And Reuven wants to get something over to Shimon. So what he could theoretically do is he could put it down onto Mokum Tur, and then Shimon will pick it up from the Mokum Tur. But we're not going to allow that to happen. Now, let me offer two reasons why we're not going to allow that to happen. One reason has to do with the spectators. They're going to get the impression that, look how you got something from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh HaYochid. You know, you were able to be machnes it, and they might come to think, all right, you're allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh HaYoch. You know, not everyone is such a scholar that he knows all the dinim. He doesn't realize that the reason why they were allowed to get it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh HaYoch is because it went through a Hanok and a Mokum tour. And again, a person might come to the conclusion that you're allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh HaYoch. Another way of understanding this is that the people themselves who are involved in this kind of swap, of this chilufa, they themselves might accidentally come to violate Meleches Hotzah. It has nothing to do with, you know, the mistaken impression of the onlooker, but it has to do with they themselves. I just read to you a few lines here. He quotes in the name of the Rashbah, he says that Haroim, the people who watch this hachlofa, Yomru, they'll say, Sheikh Niso Mishus Aram, Lishus Ayochid. They don't understand that this little ledge over here, you know, I call it a fire hydrant, you know, this was a Mokum Ptur. The Avola Hatir, they'll come to permit Lahachnis Mishus Aram, Lishus Ayochid. Gambuli Lahavir Derech Mokum Ptur. They don't understand that it's because of the Mokum Ptur. He says, "Sharei b'makom she'ein bo arbal arba tfachim, ein lo din shel karmelis." Right, if it's less than 4x4, then it doesn't even have a din of a karmelis. Umutul etaltil bo, and you're allowed to carry there. Okay, just one second. I just want to see if there's anything here that he adds in the footnote. All right, I'm not sure if this footnote is relevant right now. He says, "V'hu adin legabe ashetach shekineged alechi." Oh, now we got to swing back to Rava. Rava, on the basis of this transmission in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, concludes that Rabbi Yochanan would be mater even between the two lechis. And he says the following: "V'hu adin legabe ashetach shekineged alechi she'eino nechshav kirshus b'fnei atzmo shenaduno soke karmelis she'e osel etaltubo eladino kamo mokum ptur ubatel bein l'rshus hayochid ubein l'rshus harabim umutel etaltubo." Now, this Rashi, and the Rashba points out, is saying something very, very new. He's saying, Rashi, that this strip of area between the two lechis is mutter in two directions. What do I mean? One of the members of the Mavui is allowed to carry something into that area from the Mavui. Again, he can't go over into Rosh Hashanah, but he can carry it into the Bein HaLechayayim. And in the flip side, someone who's standing in Rosh Hashanah is allowed to take something into that area between the Lechayayim. And the reason for that is because that's called a Mokum Ptur. And a Mokum Ptur, as we said before, is mutter both from Rosh Hashanah into a Mokum Ptur or from Rosh Hashanah into a Mokum Ptur. And the Rashba points out that min haTorah, on a Doraisa level, the Mokom Keneged Alechi Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because you have a Mechitz on one side and a Mechitz on the other side. So the Bein Alechi, right, and again there's a third Mechitz at the end of the movie, so the Bein Alechi is a Rishus HaYochid. who betoch hamavui, who mukav shalosh mechitzos. V'rishus hayochim min haTorah. V'eich efshar lahatil b'nei rishus haramim. How can we allow the b'nei rishus haramim to carry something into the area of Beim L'chayayim? They're taking something into Rishus HaYochid. V'lo omru shalechi nechshav mechitza. El lahachmir shebelo lechi osu l'taltel. Alright, so we set up the lechi as a fourth mechitza. In order to be machmir, require four mechitzas. But at a Torah level, three mechitzas are enough. Avalola Hakel, we're not going to say that the lechi now it generates a kula lachshivo kimakom bifnei atzmo to set up this area between the two lechis as a separate area and call it a makom p'tur. So this sheet of Rashi here that the Rashba analyzes is very, very difficult. How could Rashi allow someone who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim to enter into this area between the L'chayayim when that area is a Mokom Rishus HaYochid O'Raisa? It's Mukav Sholosh Mechitzos. So the Rashba tries to reinterpret Rashi and he says the following. Kol mashem moil shalosh mechitzos min haTorah lachshiva rishus hayochid urak kishamavui pasuach lekarmelis shemin haTorah mutal letaltel bekarmelis v'lachein hamavui hapasuach elov eino nechshav karmelis. Aval im hamavui pasuach lishus harabim shumakom shemin haTorah osu letaltel Nechshav hamavui haparetz elov bimloo kikarmelis. Af sheyesh lo sholosh mechitzos mishar tzdodov. Came unto karmelis min haTorah ein chayovin alov v'machniso mirshus haramim lemavui v'ikilu bo shei mutu l'talto keneged alechi gam l'bnei rishus haramim. Honestly, this defies my understanding. He's claiming that according to Rashi, this Mavui, because it has three mechitzos, is considered a Rishus HaYochid, again on a Doraisa level, that's only if the Mavui spills into a Karmelis, which means that you're allowed to carry from the Mavui on a Doraisa level into this, we're not going to call it Rishus HaRabim now, we're going to call it a Karmelis. And therefore, the Mavui, as a result of Lechi and Korah, which opens up into a Karmelis, is not going to be considered a Karmelis. But on a Doraisa level, you would not consider it as a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because this particular Karmelis is spilling into not a Rishus, and not a Karmelis, but rather a Rishus HaRabim. What's the deeper meaning here, this Rashba, that if the Mavui spills into a Karmelis, and on a Doraisa level you're allowed to carry in the Karmelis, therefore the three Mechitzos of the Mavui generate a Rishus HaYochid HaRaisa, but if the Mavui is not spilling into a Karmelis, but rather into a Rishus HaRabim, then the Mavui does not have the status of Rishus HaYochid. So my Mavui Pasuch Rishus HaRabim is Nechshav HaMavui Kiparutz Elov Bimeloo Vahavi Kikarbalis. The only thing I could say about this Rashba, again, he's making a valiant effort to try to defend Rashi, that people from Rishus HaRabim are allowed to go into this Bein HaLechayayim and put something down there. and the three mechitzos that surround that area do not generate a Rishus HaYochid status to Bein HaLechayayim, says the Rashba, that's because this Mavi spills into a Rishus HaRabin. The best I can do, Rabosai, based on my understanding of Erevin, which is, as you know, I'm struggling to get on my feet here in Erevin, is that we had a case of Passe Broi, what was called, right? You remember that case where we had a well and it was located in Rishus HaRabim, and they wanted to draw up the water from the well. The water itself had the status of Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because it was 10 tefachim deep and it has walls around it, and we say good achis mechitzas, good asik mechitzas. So what they allowed was, they allowed those pasim, you know, they were angled kind of pegs on four corners that sort of created almost an imaginary square around that area, so that entire area became a Rishus HaYochid. But the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, that only operates if it's not Rabin Bokimbo. In other words, these imaginary mechitzos, if they set off an area as a separate area, then we validate them as mechitzos. What do I mean by a separate area? That nobody breaks in there. But if it's Rabin that break in there, then that sort of like disturbs the mechitzos. So I think what he's saying here, the Rashba, in explaining Rashi, is that since this Mavui spills into Rishus HaRabim, then it's like Rabin Bokimbo. You know, there's nothing that that inhibits or blockades the entrance into the Mavui from the Rishus HaRabim. And even though that area is surrounded by mechitzos, but the fact that the Rabim go in there from the Rishus HaRabim, that sort of extends the Rishus HaRabim into this area called the Mavui. Now again, I'm not saying the Mavui becomes the Rishus HaRabim, don't mistake me. Understand me, mistake. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the Mavui now gets a kind of a caramelist status. Right, whenever the Rabim go into a smaller area that's not in the Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't have the dimensions of Rishus HaRabim, that area becomes a caramelist. And that's the status of a Mavui when it goes directly into a Rishus HaRabim. It becomes a caramelist. Again, we're going to be matir with a lechi or a korah, but in the absence of a lechi or a korah, it becomes like a caramelist. I'm not sure on a Doraisa level if the Rashba is saying, I am sure. This is what the Rashba is saying. That on a Doraisa level, this area called Bein HaLechayayim is a Mokum Ptur. Wait a minute. On a Doraisa level, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. We're going to make it into a Carmelis. But the area between the Lechis... So now we put up a lechi, and the lechi now is matir the karmelis, if we're considering the mavui as a karmelis, so it's no longer a karmelis, and we're going to set up and define the Bein HaLechayayim as a makom ptur. That's really fascinating, because it comes out like this, that 99.9% of this mavui is... One second. What's the status of the mavui now? Let's see. So again, on a Doraisa level, we're saying that it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Midrabanan, it becomes a Carmelis until he puts up the lechi. And once he puts up the lechi, then the Rishus HaYochid, then the Mavui goes back to its original status on a Doraisa level. Right? So there are the following stages. Stage number one is that he's got three mechitzos. That would have, in and of itself, would have made this area called the Mavui into Rishus HaYochid on a Daraisa level. Stage number two is enter front stage the Bnei Arabin, because since the Mavui is parts into the Rishus HaRabin, the Rabin can go right in there. Once the Rabin go in there, the Mavui loses its Daraisa status as a Rishus HaYochid. Oh, so now, what's its status? On a Daraisa level, it's a Makom Ptur. Because it cannot be Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't have any of the requirements of Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaYochid because it spills into, this Mavui spills into the Rishus HaRabim. So it's a Makom Ptur. On a Daraisa level, if you're not this and you're not that, if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Makom Ptur. Now we get to the next level. The Rabbanon prohibit carrying in this Mavui because they're going to consider it like a Karmelis. Then we go to the next stage. The next stage is where you put up a Lechi or a Korah, and now through this Lechi and Korah, the Rabbanon say, we're not going to consider it a Karmelis, we're going to go back to stage one. We're going to go back to the Doraisa status of this area, of this Mavui, as a Makom Ptur. And that Makom Ptur extends all the way into the Bein HaLechayayim. Oh, so now Bein HaLechayayim becomes a Makom Ptur, and Rashi holds that therefore the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are allowed to go into that Bein HaLechayayim. It's a Makom Ptur. Would the Bnei Rishus HaRabim be allowed to enter into the Mavui? Because what we said was that the... You see, there's a paradox here, because we said that once he puts up the Lechi, he removes the status of the Mavui as a Karmelis. He removes the status of the Mavui as a Karmelis. So I'm going to say the following. There are one or two ways of going over here. The Bnei Rishus HaRabim are not allowed to enter into the Mavui. When I mean not allowed to enter, I mean with something in their hands, right, carrying, for one of two reasons. Either because... just one second. I was about to say, because now the Lechi makes it into Rishus HaYochid, but that we can't say because we said Bein HaLechayayim. Unless you say that the Mechitz is Mechudu HaPnimi. If the Mechitz is Mechudu HaPnimi, then maybe that would make the Mavui itself into Rishus HaRabim. Into Rishus HaYochid. I'm not sure. Alternatively, we could say that the Lechi is matir the Karmelis status, but only relative to the Bnei HaMavui. As far as the Bnei Rishus HaRabim is concerned, the Mavui retains its status as a Karmelis. That would be really fascinating, because that would mean that we have a schizophrenic Mavui. The Mavui has two different statusi relative to two different groups of people. Its status vis-a-vis the Bnei HaMavui is that of we'll call it a Makom Ptur, or call it a Rishus HaYochid. But the same Mavui, vis-a-vis the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, has the status of a Karmelis. But the exception to that is the Bein HaLechayayim. The Bein HaLechayayim retains its status as a Makom Ptur. Very, very complicated. All right. So again, let's get back to Rava for a second. Rava wants to prove that Rabbi Yochanan would hold that even the Bein HaLechayayim is Mutar B'Tiltul, because we're going to consider it as a Makom Ptur. It's a Makom B'Fnei Atzmo. And again, what we're doing is we're going back to the Doraisa status of the Bein HaLechayayim, because that's an area that's surrounded by three mechitzos. Just one second. But let's add the following. The Doraisa status is not a Rishus HaYochid. It can't be, according to Rashi, because he's allowing the Bnei Rishus HaRabim to go into Bein HaLechayim. So you have to assume the Doraisa status is a Makom Ptur. And then you'll ask me, well, if that status is a Makom Ptur, so then let's consider the entire Mavli as a Makom Ptur. So I have to think about this again, Barbosa. But tentatively, this is the way I understand. So the Gemara says, "Va'abaye." Right, Abaye was the one who said that let's differentiate between the Takas HaKorah situation. One second. Let me just get Abaye again. Abaye was the one who said, let's differentiate between Tachas HaKorah and Bein HaLechayayim. The Tachas HaKorah, we're going to say that the Chudo HaChitzon Shel HaKorah Yorid V'Sosem, and therefore you're allowed to carry in this area. But in Bein HaLechayayim it's Asur. So Rabbi is not willing to say that Bein HaLechayayim is a Makom Ptur. And what's he going to do with this tradition of Rabbi Yochanan that if you have an area that's not for Tfachim, it's a Makom Ptur. Right? And the Bein HaLechayayim is less than four tefachim. I was wondering just give me a second, if we have a picture. Do we have a little bit of a diagram here of the... I don't know, I don't see what I'm looking for here, but I'm assuming now the Bein HaLechayayim is less than arba tefachim. Is hasam... There, in the case of Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yochanan, Bigavoa Shlosha. Ah, I see where he's going with this. Rav Dimi was talking about a little bit of a platform that was lifted off the ground more than three tvach, and that sets it up as a Makom Ptur. And if that be the case, then according to the logic of Abaye, what was the gzera here of Bein HaLechayayim, which Rava rejected? We're afraid that in Bein HaLechayayim, he might be tempted to go beyond into the next Rishus. Let's take the for example the Bnei Amavui. So the Bnei Amavui might mistakenly enter into the Rishus HaRab because they're getting very close to the Rishus HaRab. That's where the Bein HaLechayayim is. However, that gezera that we cannot allow tiltul according to Abaye in Rabbi Yochanan Bein HaLechayayim because he might make cross the bound, you know, mistake of crossing the boundary, that doesn't apply in the case of Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because that area is lifted off the ground by three tefachim minimum. And everybody sees that it's a separate area unto itself. No one's going to think, oh, maybe that's part of Rishus HaRabim. It's a separate area. It sticks out of the ground. It's got a height of three tefachim minimum. So there's no gzera, and therefore you'd be allowed to put something from Rishus HaYochid onto this Makom Ptur, and the same is true from Rishus HaRab onto the Makom Ptur. But in Bein HaLechayayim, this is ground level. I don't want to use the phrase ground zero, but it's on the ground. And if we're going to allow him to be metaltil, he might think that okay, this area is Rishus HaRab. It looks, you know, it's very close to Rishus HaRab. And if you're allowing him to be metaltal there, even though in his mind he's convinced that it's a Rishus HaRabim, then he'll come to take from the Mavui out to the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan will admit that in this case we have to institute a gzera and prohibit the tiltal in that area which is called Beina Lechayayin. And Omar Abai Mino Amili, Abai now searches for a source. Before we had Rava was the one who said Mino Amili, now it's Abai who's saying Mino Amili. The Omar Abchama Bar Guria Omar Rav, Tocha Pesach, Tzorech Lechi Acher Lehatiro. Alright, what are we talking about now? Mavui sheyesh bepischo shnei ptzimim ke'ein mezuzos mashkof rechavim hanim shochim li'orech ha-mavui. Ze pesach ha-mavui. U'ptzimim elu mishamshim kilochayayim lahatir es ha-mavui. So we have a word here called pitzimim. Pitzimim. Pei tzadi yud mem yud mem. Pitzimim. And these are sort of, what word can I use? I mean, that I don't want to call them doorposts on each side, but what I mean to say is that instead of the mavui being open as you enter into the mavui has, from the each kosel, has an extended kosel on both sides. Those are called tzimim. Now he says rechavim. They're wide. So we'll see exactly what their width is. Now he writes, it's nimshachim li'orech ha-mavui. I don't know what he means by that, because he has a picture here of these tzimim. And guess what? They're not nimshachim li'orech ha-mavui. They only go a certain area into the mavui. Now you and I might think that such a mavui doesn't need a lechi, because it's got these two areas, both these two walls, so to speak, which are protrusions, extensions of the two walls on both sides. But no, tzarech lechi acher latiro. He needs another lechi. It's not enough that he has ptzimim, but he needs a separate entity called a lechi. And now, we're being matir, tiltal, in this area between the two tzmimim. Ptzimim, I'm sorry. Now, I don't understand. Abai is trying to prove that you're not allowed to carry bein ha lechayayim, and it's odd because he's quoting as a source Rav Chama Bar Guria, who's saying you're allowed to carry between the ptzimim. In other words, the area, right, you're going to have to put up a lechi that's outside of the ptzimim. I shouldn't say outside the ptzimim, but which it's connected to the end of one of the two ptzimim, in a sense extending that area beyond, but you're not allowed to carry in between this. He says im lokein lama tzarech lechi acher kidei lahatis hashetach shekeneged haptzimim. What's the logic of Abaye? What does he see here? And what conclusions does he derive from Rav Chama Bar Guria? Rav Chama Bar Guria needed an extra lechi in order to be matir tiltal between the two ptsimim. Now, why does he need another lechi if he wants to be matir the area between that's encompassed by these two tzivim? And the answer is because this, the purpose of this lechi is to be matir the area between the two tzivim. Now, why do I need a lechi? I already have two lechis. I mean, these tzivim could be two different lechis. I don't even need two lechis. All I need is one. Certainly two should be enough. So what's the purpose of adding a lechi? That's Abai's kasha on Rav Chama. And the answer that Abai is offering is that that area between the two lechis is also betiltal unless you have a matir. And the matir is going to be a lechi. It's very paradoxical. You have this major, major lechi. You know, it's really a substantial lechi. I have to assume that that's less than four amos. Because remember we said about a lechi abolet, that's a problem. But in any event, so why does he need another lechi here? It must be that he has to be that he's coming to be matir bein ha'tzimim, which is called bein ha'lechayayim. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema, maybe you'll reject this logic, this proof. And the reason why it's osel etaltil in that area, which is inside the Pesach between the two tzimim. The Ispe Arbal Arba. Ah, because the area between the two Ptsimim is four Tfachim wide. And if you have an area that's four Tfachim, it becomes a Mavui Bifnei Atzmo. It's a separate Mavui. And a Mavui, as we said, has the status of a Rabban of a Carmel, so you're not allowed to be metaltal in a Mavui, and therefore you need a Lechi to be Matir, this separate Mavui. But another case, a regular case of a Lechi which is not four Tfachim wide, then you'd be allowed to be metaltal Keneged a Lechi. It's not an area unto itself, it's part of the Rishus HaYochid. It has the status, as we said before, of Makom Ptur. So now the Gemara is going to defend Abaye against the Vechi Tema, the Amar Rav Chanin, by Rav, Amar Rav, Tocha Pesach, you know, it's that area again that's sort of designated or set off between its Beinah, because it's between the two Ptsimim, Afal Pisha Einbo Arbal Arba, Tzorich Lechi Achil Etiro. So you can't tell me that the reason why in the statement of Rav Chama we needed an additional Lechi is because there's a Mavui Bifnei Atzmo, because it's Arba Tfachim, whereas Rav says that you can't carry there without an extra Lechi, even if it's Ainbo Arba al Arba, so it's not a Mavui unto itself. So what reason, what rhyme or reason could there be that we need another Lechi? And the only answer is that you have to be Matir the Bein HaLechayayim. Not because the Bein HaLechayayim is a Mavui unto itself. Rav is saying that it Ainbo Arba al Arba, so it can't be a Mavui Bifnei Atzmo, it must be an area that's between two Lechis. And an area between two Lechis is a separate Mavui. So it comes out, according to the Gemara, that the two Ptsimim are the Lechis, they serve as the Lechis for the Chatzer. But if you ask what's going to be Matir, a second Mavui, which is the area between the two Ptsimim, for that I need another Lechi. Alright, so that's where we're going to stop today. Let's just see if we can make a note of where we got to. Of course, when I need a pencil, I can't find one.
I have one for you, Rob.
Thanks. If you could give it to me virtually. So again, we're up to Virava, here on Daf Tesamid Aleph, and Amir Tzashem will... We'll cover that tomorrow.